Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Tanya Moore in March 2015.
Hi guys, you all right? Good. Last year, I met this guy at a party. And we started talking. And during our conversation, he asked me if I was seeing someone, and I said I was talking to someone. And by talking to someone, I meant I was just talking on the phone to them, and that's the person I'd talk to most on the phone. I said to him, are you seeing someone? He said, no, I'm just talking to someone as well. He said he'd been talking to her for 3 weeks. I'd been talking to my person for 5 weeks. So in my head, I was like, well, we're both single, best person wins, right? That's my general. So we're seeing each other. A few weeks later, we decided we're just going to see each other. That's it. We've entered this relationship. Everything was fine. It was great. It was wonderful. 6 weeks later, I was invited to a networking event for ladies to empower women to stick together and support each other. And I thought, wonderful. I'd love to join in that. So I went down there, and we were all around the table. There were seven ladies. We were all around the table. And this one lady in particular started a conversation about relationships. She wanted to know if we were all in relationships and how long we'd been in the relationships for. And because my situation was new, I said to her, my situation's new. You know, I don't really want to talk about it too much, but it's a new thing and I'm excited about it, you know. And she then got up. We were on the table like this. I was here, she was there. She got up, came around and sat next to me. Completely now, we've lost this part of the conversation. Now we're in our own conversation and she's asking me questions. What does he do? What's his name? Does he have children? Do you know his parents? Have you met his family? And from the way I'm answering the questions, she then stood up, called the promoter and went outside. So I was like, oh, maybe I offended her because I do that a lot, right? So I stood up and I went to look outside. And when I looked outside, they were hugging. She was being consoled. So I was like, oh, shit, maybe I said something. But then it hit me. She's a makeup artist. The girl he was talking to was a makeup artist. So I just thought to myself, shit, maybe I just let her know I'm the reason why they're no longer speaking. So I got on my phone and I called my friend and I was like, oh God, I've done it again, foot in my mouth again. It's happened again. I think I've just met this girl. I've just ruined this whole situation. She then comes up to me and says, Tanya, do you mind if we have a conversation? I said, that's fine. We went round the corner. She said, so from, you know, the answers that you gave me, I predict that you're seeing Murray. And I said, yeah, I am. She said, oh, I'm his girlfriend. I said, who? She said, yeah, of 3 years. I said, excuse me? Now, I felt like she just punched me in the face. That's how I felt, because I was thinking, are you fucking kidding? You lot are supposed to be speaking for 3 weeks. She then proceeded to let me know over the 3 years they'd been seeing each other and doing all these things together and working together, and they're supposed to be this power couple. Who says that? I don't know. I don't know. I was like, huh? Power couple? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? But they're supposed to be this power couple and, you know, work towards things and get all these events kicking off and all this stuff. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to her conversation. And then she says to me, and last year, because the conversation happened in May. She said, last year, December, he finally met my mum. Now, light's gone off in my head. You've been with him 3 years. He meets your mum last year. Probably a problem, right? So now I'm sitting up. I'm like, okay. Maybe they were just talking. And she's, you know, as women, we exaggerate relationships, don't we, sometimes? You know, you go on 5 dates, you're getting married. You know, that. So I thought that was maybe what she was going through. So then, you know, so she's telling me more stories, you know. She's not met none of his family. She hasn't met his daughter. She hasn't met, you know, any of his sisters or nothing. He's met her daughter. They've had two family days where him, her, and her daughter have gone to the park. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, babes, you're 3 years in. You should know everything about him. You know, social security, bank, like everything you should know. I've only known him for 2 months and I've done everything that you haven't done in 3 years. So then I'm thinking, okay, so maybe they weren't going out. Maybe she was just dressing it up a little bit. I'm a comedian. That day I was supposed to perform. So the promoter comes out and is like, Tanya, do you want to come inside? You got to perform now. So I've got to go on stage and perform. In my story, I talk about him. Fucking amazing. She was laughing all the way up until that point. She just stopped laughing and just wasn't into it. So then after the show, I had to then leave that show and go and do another show. I've gone into the toilet to get changed. She's followed me in to continue telling me about their relationship, right? So I'm getting changed. I'm trying to be, and the thing is, because I know I've got to go from one workplace to another workplace, I'm just trying to be amicable. I don't want to have a conversation about it. I don't want it to upset me, not right now. I still have to go to work. At the end of the day, I'll address it. Right now, I'm not addressing it. My phone's going off. He's calling me, because when she went outside, she called him, apparently. Called him and said, I just met your new girlfriend. His response was, yeah, so. Completely heartless. So she hasn't got no response from him. She's come back to talk to me at this point. So we're in the toilets. She's talking. I'm getting changed, and in my head, I'm like, you know what, babes? It's all right. As a female, I understand it. It's a horrible position to be in. You've just found out the person you've been with for the last 3 years has now left you, and they're seeing someone else. That's fine. I'm not going to be angry at you. She's then telling me, we're fine. We're girls. What we have to do is, you know, we have to get in touch with him, and we have to, all three of us, come and sit down and have this conversation. And I thought, yeah, great, if you've got lots of time on your hands, which I don't. So I weren't interested in any of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, who does that? No one. So, like, who does that? So we're there, and now I've come outside, I'm packing my bags and I'm getting everything ready. And this is when it really hit me. She said to me, you know, I don't know how you feel realizing that you're the side piece. Now, I don't know if you lot are aware of this theme. Like, you've heard of this term before, side piece. If you haven't, she essentially just called me the coleslaw to his life. That's kind of... Now, I was a bit offended. By that time, the bitch in me woke up, right? So I know that he's trying to call my phone, he's trying to talk to me, and I've seen the text messages, please talk to me, please talk to me. I said, I'm not addressing it. I said, so the bitch in me is awake now. I said, tell you what you do, babes, give him a call, because I know he's not going to answer. I said, give him a call, put him on loudspeaker, let's have this freeway right now. So she called him, she's ringing, he didn't answer the phone. So now she's like, well, he's being a coward. I said, okay then. Took my phone out the bag, put it on the side, right? Just left it there because I knew within 2 minutes it's going to call me back. Now I'm going through my bag. There's nothing in there. I'm just waiting. I'm just killing time. I'm going through my bag. My phone rings. So she looked at it and she's like, oh, he's calling you. I said, you know what? That must be the benefits of being a side chick. Right? So she's staring at me in disbelief and I'm looking at her like, bitch, don't fuck with me because this is a real situation. I'm annoyed. I'm just being nice because I have to go to work. Don't be confused at the fact that I'm a comedian to take me for an idiot. You know, it's just two different things, isn't it? So I'm walking out. She said, oh, well, if you do speak to him, tell him I'm trying to call him. I was like, well, seeing that he's not blind, he's probably seen your missed calls. So I'm not going to pass on no messages. Do you know what I mean? That's between you two. Nothing to do with me. Then she turns around. She says, oh, let's take a picture so I can post it on Instagram and show that there's unison between us. In my head, I was thinking, you only want the picture so you can compare it with your friends tonight over a bottle of wine. Do you know what I mean? It's got nothing to do with us showing unison. We don't know each other. I'm a comedian. You're a makeup artist. We don't even need to work together. It's unnecessary. But anyway, I took the picture. I did the cheesiest grin I could think of because I couldn't give a fuck. I want you to go home and have this moment with your friends. Like, oh my God, look at what he left me for. We took the picture and I just walked out of there thinking, what a fucking dick. That's why he left you. And that's the end of my story.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark is coming to Bristol
on Sunday, the 10th of May,
at the Fringe Bar in Clifton.
For more details, head to sparkbristol.org.uk.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.